Trump says ceasefire is in critical condition after rejecting Iran's proposal described as reasonable and generous. Esmail Baghi, the Iranian spokesman, presents Tehran's counter-proposal as reasonable and generous and as a move to end the war with the United States. He says the plan seeks regional stability and the end of maritime disruption, while demanding recognition of the sovereignty of the Strait of Hormuz and compensation for attacks on Iran. The proposal does not address nuclear talks, a priority for Washington and its ally. In the White House, President Trump says the ceasefire effort is in poor health, calling the Iranian reply unacceptable and signaling readiness for action. Iran's leadership warns of a decisive response to any military move. The episode lifts oil prices and spurs international efforts to secure the Strait of Hormuz. Iran calls its offer reasonable and generous, demands recognition of the Strait of Hormuz sovereignty and sanctions relief. With nuclear talks not on the table, Trump says the ceasefire is in the ICU and calls Iran's reply unacceptable, claiming he hasn't read it. Iran's top parliament speaker says the armed forces are ready for any attack and enemies will be surprised. The standoff lifts oil prices and spurs a broad push to guard Hormuz, led by France and the UK. Iran warns of a decisive and immediate response to any regional military move. Iran's counterproposal to end war with the United States draws sharp reactions. Key points of the counterproposal: Tehran's counterproposal seeks a full end to hostilities and calls for the removal of sanctions, while demanding formal recognition of Iran's control over the Hormuz Strait. It also requests compensation for damages Iran says it has suffered from attacks on its territory. The Iranian plan does not address nuclear negotiations, a topic of interest for the United States and its allied Israel. Officials note the document focuses on regional security and economic relief rather than any nuclear deal at this time. Official reactions in Iran: a government spokesman described the counterproposal as a reasonable and generous offer, arguing it would benefit Iran and promote regional stability and global security. The spokesperson also outlined major demands, including ending fighting across the region, halting maritime disruption against Iranian shipping, and lifting foreign sanctions. Hours after these statements, the Speaker of Iran's parliament signaled that the country's armed forces stand ready to respond to any escalation, emphasizing that Tehran is prepared to use all options if needed and warning adversaries of a surprise response. U.S. and international responses in Washington: officials said the stalemate reflects divergent goals, with the White House having previously pressed for a nuclear accord alongside regional security. They indicated the current counterproposal does not meet Washington's expectations and stress that Washington remains committed to its broader objectives in the region. The president's aides noted that while the talks have stalled, the United States is prepared for a potential military outcome and did not rule out continuing pressure or rapid action if conditions change. Market and regional reactions: the breakdown of talks contributed to a rise in global oil prices, underscoring how negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz affect energy markets. France and the United Kingdom announced they will co-lead a meeting with nearly 40 countries to discuss a mission aimed at securing the Hormuz Strait, signaling a continued international push for regional security. In a separate discussion, U.S. officials floated rekindling a program to escort commercial vessels through the Hormuz area, though no final decision had been made. The plan, previously labeled the Freedom Project, has been paused, with officials weighing potential risks and benefits. Conclusion: the article presents Iran's counterproposal as a bid to achieve an end to hostilities and sanctions relief, while demanding recognition of the Strait of Hormuz sovereignty and compensation for damages, but deliberately excluding nuclear talks from the table. This framing emphasizes regional security and economic relief as core aims, even as it signals a gap with the United States on the broader nuclear agenda. From Washington, officials describe the move as not meeting expectations and reiterate a willingness to pursue military options if necessary, underscoring the persistence of a stalemate and the risk that negotiations could stall further. Iran's leadership stresses a decisive and immediate response to any escalation, reinforcing the sense of potential contention on the ground. Oil markets responding to the standoff with prices rising reflect the broader implications for energy security, while the international community, led by France and the United Kingdom, advances a plan to secure the Strait of Hormuz through a broad coalition. The notion of reviving vessel escorts, the so-called Freedom Project, also surfaces as part of ongoing risk management. Ultimately, the episode underscores that, without visible progress on nuclear talks, diplomacy remains fragile and the risk of escalation persists. The path forward will hinge on renewed, credible dialogue, clearer alignment of regional security objectives, and genuine multilateral engagement to translate stated aims into lasting regional stability. Frequently asked questions: what did Iran call its counterproposal, and what did it demand? It was described as reasonable and generous. It demanded end of war in the region, end to maritime disruption against Iranian ships, and sanctions relief. It did not address nuclear talks. How did Trump describe the ceasefire and react to the Iran reply? He said the ceasefire is in the ICU. He had not read the Iran document and called it a pile of junk. He said the U.S. will not back down and could win quickly. What did Iran's parliament cheek say about its military readiness? He said the armed forces are ready to respond to any attack, and Iran is prepared for all options. Adversaries will be surprised. How did France and Britain respond to the crisis? They will co-chair a meeting with almost 40 countries to back a mission to secure the Strait of Hormuz. What happened to oil prices after talks collapsed? Oil prices rose, hitting a new high and affecting markets worldwide.